I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Duke, Brian Baldinger, and Jason Lacanfora.
Let's talk about the Bears, Baldy. It's Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, guys, in the huddle. Subscribe, like us, and tell your friends so you don't miss an episode as we gear up for the upcoming NFL season. Bears drafted two defensive tackles. So, obviously, up front, they needed help, right? They go get Jervon Dexter, Zach Pickens, two big DTs. They drafted the Darnell Wright, the big offensive tackle. Baldy, they were trying to upgrade the trenches. Do you think they did enough with what they tried to do?
Well, if Darnell Wright, he was my favorite tackle coming out of the draft. He's 340 pounds. He's a mauler. He shut down every elite player. When Tennessee played against, you know, Georgia or Alabama, he shut the guys down. Trayvon Walker, Will Anderson, he won the battles. I believe in him. Now, he's going to play right tackle. Braxton Jones, rookie last year, going to play left tackle. I think they're good enough inside. This really comes down to Justin Fields. Like, I really feel like this has to be the year that he has to take a jump. I think they did a good job coaching him last year. Look, there were times early in the year last year on 3rd and 10, they had Justin Fields hand the ball off.
Yeah.
They just wanted to build his confidence. They just wanted to, you know, they didn't want to have to put him in being hero ball playing. Like, they wanted to take that out of him. He's got that ability to do it. Like, the guy averaged over 7 yards a carry last year. You know, like, he was a freak running the ball. But he's not going to make a living doing that, a good living. And he's not going to be there a long time unless he can consistently drop back, hit his fifth step, and make these throws and these reads. And so I'm waiting on that. We're all waiting on that. Because I think what's around him is pretty good. So this is where – and so what the quarterback's got to do, Carl – third downs, they got to convert. Fourth quarters, they got to bring the team down. You know, you got to put the ball in the end zone. You got to win these close games. Like, that's where they're at now. Because I think they can compete. I'm still looking for a little better edge rush than what they have right now.
Yeah.
I think it's still a year away. But I think they should be highly competitive this year. And, you know, winning three games isn't fun. They were in a lot of games, but winning three games isn't fun. Monday stink. Like, they got to make that jump to 8 wins this year, Carl. Like, and if they do that, and the only way they go from 3 to 8 is if Justin Fields makes that same type of vertical leap, and he's capable of it. You see flashes. I've chronicled a lot of some of the great throws and decision making, but there's a lot that isn't there yet. And so they're looking for that consistency from him.
Well, he's got a number one wide receiver now. They made the trade with Carolina. They get DJ Moore. I think that's a huge upgrade for Justin in this offense.
I do too. Look, they traded for Chase Claypool last year from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was so happy when they made the deal. High second round pick. You know, first pick to second round. So Chase Claypool's got to grow up. Like, he's just, you know, you got to make, you're in your third year. You have to decide. And I'm not here to, you know, to crush Chase Claypool. But, you know, you're going in your third year. You've been traded already. You had 11 touchdowns your rookie year. Like, you've just done nothing really since. And he didn't do much in Chicago. Like, he's got to decide, am I going to be a pure number two? You know, is this am I going to be Musim Muhammad next to Steve Smith Sr. in Carolina back in the day? Because I love that 1-2 punch that Carolina had. You know, they had their dog and Steve, and Musim Muhammad was just a solid pro. Like, and Chase Claypool's got size. Does he want to be a pro, or does he want to be, like, going to the XFL in 2 years? You know what I mean? Like, that's where he's at. And that means there's got to be a real commitment, you know, to the game.
I agree. He went on a podcast last year and was like, yeah, I'm top five receiver. And I was like, no, you're not. No, you're not. So I'm with you. He's got a lot to prove. The other thing I do want to mention is Robert Tonyan, tight end, was with the Packers. I think he's going to help their red zone offense. Now, he didn't catch, you know, I think he caught 17 touchdowns, Baldy, over the 5 seasons he was with the Packers. But I think it gives Justin another option down there. He can block. So it's just something to look at, guys, when you talk about where this team is going. And remember, they went and got Tremaine Edwards and TJ Edwards, both of those guys on the defensive side, two linebackers. So they're trying to upgrade that defense to give him some help. I think you're right, though. I think they're a year away. Projected over-under, by the way, 7.5 wins, over-under. I think
well,
that's
the offense coordinator. The offense coordinator came from Green Bay.
Yep.
Robert Tonyan 2 years ago had 11 touchdown catches. He was really valuable. They got Cole Kmet there, who really came on last year. They got a good 1-2 punch at tight end. I think it's really good. And sometimes, honestly, Kurt Warner told me this a long time ago. Like, I was with the offensive line coach of one of the teams, and he coached with Sean Payton for a long time in New Orleans, this coach. And he told me that Sean Payton is maniacal about red zone offense. Like, it kills him to kick a field goal from the 8-yard line. It kills him, Carl. Like, he spends more time watching red zone film than any other part of the game. And that's where tight ends come in. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes to have a Jimmy Graham, to have a Marcus Colston, sometimes size in that part of the field is just really important. And you just think about Gronk and Brady and, you know, just the combinations of big tight ends that really earn their pay in the red zone. And I just feel like it's something that doesn't get talked a lot about. But Kurt Warner told me, he goes, Baldy, you can design all the great red zone plays you want. You can know if they're in quarters or man. You can do all that. But it's good to have Travis Kelce for Mahomes.
Yes.
And for Kurt to be able to throw the ball to Larry Fitzgerald or Anquan Boldin, like just two dogs, they're going to go get it and find them when they're being chased. Like, finishing drives is so important to winning games.
All right, Baldy, let's talk about the pack. We're previewing, guys, the NFC North. Green Bay, it's all about Jordan Love, and we know this, right? So I'm looking at the Packers, and I'm going, Lucas Van Ness. Now, when I was evaluating the draft, everybody I was talking to said, good player. I don't know if he was good enough to go where they drafted him, but they did. And so, obviously, they believe in him. 6.5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss when he was at Iowa. So that was their big pick. 7.5 over-under. And we know that they lost Cobb and Lazard and Tonyan. We just talked about all these guys. So what am I supposed to expect with the Packers if I'm a Packer fan going into this year trying to win another NFC North?
So we have this thing at the NFL Network. It's called Back Together Saturday. And it's our big day, all football across the league. And they're sending me on Back Together Saturday to Green Bay. And when I got my assignment, I was really happy. We're going to be one of the anchors for this all-day football, like from 8:30 in the morning. We'll be out there. They're going to have their practice at Lambeau. So it's going to look. But I was excited because I've met Jordan Love. I've watched him scrimmage in practice. I knew his coach, Matt Wells, when he was at Utah State. I've talked to Matt about him. Like, it's his time. And so I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited to watch him with Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and some of the young guys that got a chance to play last year.
Yeah.
Rookies a year ago, second-year players. I don't know how much they have around him, to be honest with you. Like, They don't really have – sometimes you got to have that veteran guy in that wide receiver room. I don't know that they quite have that right now. But I am anxious. I know Aaron Jones took a little haircut this year to stay. The guy's a stud. I mean, straight out of El Paso, 915 area code. The guy he's scored 60 touchdowns, you know, in these last 6 years. Like, he's been a dog. Like, they're good. They're good at the running back position. They're good up front in the offensive line. I think defensively, look, Rashawn Gary's coming back. He got hurt last year. He'd really made a jump the year before as an edge rusher. They're probably not going to keep Preston Smith after this year. I don't want to say Preston's out the door.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you just go – you got to get the younger version. And that's what Lucas Van Ness's job is going to be. Never started a game at Iowa. You know, never started a game. Like, it's all about senior – you got to kind of wait your turn, that kind of thing. And he came out. You see the talent. You see the movement. He's got to get stronger, I believe, like more powerful. But, you know, they've got seven number one draft picks on their defense. Jaire Alexander, go through the list of them. You know, like they've accumulated a lot of talent. They did not play up to their talent last year on that side of the ball. They gave up 380 yards rushing to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, it was hard to watch some Sundays. But they got to start taking the ball away. They got to pressure the quarterback better. Rashawn's going to help them. Van Ness will help. They should be better. But I'm anxious to watch them. And, you know, all eyes on Jordan Love and how he plays. I can tell you this. I'm not going to compare him to Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to do anything like that. But some of the little intricacies of Aaron, like his footwork, how he play action fake, some of that stuff, honestly – if you took the name off the back of the jersey and said, that's Aaron Rodgers doing it, you go, that's Aaron Rodgers doing it. Like, he's obviously not just mimicked, but he studied and watched him hard for 3 years. And so I'm not saying the decision-making and all the stuff that Aaron's done. We don't – none of us know that. But I think he's going to be – I think he's going to surprise some people.
What is his relationship with Christian Watson? Some people are saying they already have a connection. And if that's true, then maybe that's the go-to guy.
Well, he threw a touchdown pass to Christian Watson fourth quarter against the Eagles in mop-up duty last year. Hit him in stride, you know, over the middle of the field. And Watson's got elite speed after the catch. It's what got him drafted high in the second round out of North Dakota State. So we'll find out. I mean, you're going to know. But you need more than one. Even if you have a connection, you need more than one. So they drafted the tight ends. They drafted two of them.
Yep.
You know, and that's good. But, you know, rookies, sometimes they need a redshirt year, Carl. And sometimes they step on the field and they're ready for prime time. But you don't know. You don't know what, you know, you kind of hold your breath sometimes in these guys and how much they can absorb and really, you know, go up against, you know, elite defenses and good players. And so we'll see. I mean, they're just young right now.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.